Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk! And get ready, take your seats, and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson, once again, for the 1,214th time. But who's counting? But since 2003 on the airwaves of Giant 90.9, I'm your host, and you're not. But I'm just happy to be here. Catch my breath. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Emerson.
That's my producer. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Okay, 244. I'm doing good. 244-923. 244-9234. Yes, you can call in if you have a question, comment, or concern. Here on the phone line, 317-244-9234. I got Jeremiah in the corner. He can't talk. Hi, Jeremiah. Say something. Say, hi. That's Jeremiah in the corner. Daniela, this is coming up to spring break's coming up.
Winter break.
I want spring break.
Hey,
can I have spring break?
I'm for it because spring break just means the year is closer to being over.
Yeah. Well, speaking of over, she's right. Winter break's coming up, so the kids going to be off for a couple of weeks. So I've got the man in the studio. I got the superintendent of Wayne Township Schools in the studio. But before I get to him and find out what's going on, some things that's happening in the past and some things that hasn't happened yet, but just some chatter out there. I want to talk about that and some stuff and things. What's happening with thing we call the Big Board.
Yes! All right. Well, it looks like the WBDG 5252 Marathon's coming in April. It's always
awesome.
Fun. It's going to be great.
It's fun.
It is.
You gonna be there?
I am. Girl, of course I am.
It's going to be a ball.
All right.
It's crazy.
All right. Winter break is December 23rd through January 8th. We just kind of talked about that, but the exact dates are December 23rd through January 8th. So today's the last day until January 8th. The Holiday Music Marathon is December 23rd through 24th and the 25th. So we have holiday music playing.
Hey, I like the holiday music.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, I love it.
We went. Me and my mom went to Christmas at the Zoo yesterday. Yeah. We played holiday music all the way there. It was fun. Yeah.
Hey, that's cool.
Of course, School Talk with Emerson Friday.
Hey.
And, you know, there's no school talk over break.
No, because it's...
Right.
No school.
No.
You know why? Because you're not here.
Right.
My show don't go unless the student's producing it.
Exactly.
This is a student-produced show, and it's all about you guys. And I add the parents and the teachers to it.
So our next show will not be till December 12th, or January 12th, I believe.
Yeah.
And then basketball this week, Friday, girls at Ron Colley at 7:30 p.m.
Hey.
And then on Saturday, Hamilton Heights Christian Academy versus Ben Davis. That's cool. Boys basketball, and that's at 8.
Hey, go BD.
Yeah.
What was that thing we called that? The Big Board. Mm-mm-mm. Well, folks, I'm sitting in this chair for a number of reasons, but one of the reasons is because I don't own the station. It's owned by the Wayne Township Board, but the superintendent is one of the reasons why I'm here. You know, we serve at the pleasure of the superintendent. Like, who did say serve the pleasure of the president? You serve. I'm just. But in the studios, it's my man. That's right, the big man. Superintendent Wayne Townsend School, Dr. Jeff Butt. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Emerson. How are you?
I'm almost good as you. I love your tie.
I appreciate that. Yes. This is my Christmas tie.
Folks, check him out. I'm on a little bit of Facebook
red.
Live.
So you can see it. And my Christmas shirt, little green and red going on.
Yeah, I had my Christmas hat on last week. Hey, awesome. You're a sharp dresser. You know that, don't you?
Well, I try. You know, I have to represent our community proudly, and one of those...
I told you, your wife dressed you.
Well, one of the ways I do that is I dress for success. Dress for success, that's for sure.
Yeah, and that is so true. And that's another thing. That's a whole new show.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, that's a whole new show, because I'm not a fan of hoodies. Mm-hmm. I really not. I mean, I understand the function of a hood sweatshirt, but
I got my own opinion of that. I wish now the NBA is wearing hoodies, mm-hmm. hoodie type style warm up outfits, and so they're putting the hoods on while they're inside the gym. Hang on. I have that problem in the hallway.
Well, you know, we have some really great student groups that are led by some amazing adults here in this community that are really trying to help our young people to know what dressing for success looks like. And so, you know, I think about Young Men of Purpose at Chapel Hill and Brothers of Another Color at Lyndhurst, and of course Giant Kings here at Ben Davis High School, mm-hmm. and the Queens, and all of the different groups that are wearing ties on Fridays and you know, helping to kind of increase the how our students look and helping them to know what it looks like to be dressed for success.
And that's what I'm talking about. And that wasn't my topic, but see, when I get a superintendent in the office, we don't know where this is going to go. But anyway, Dr. Jeff Butts, he's also the president of an awesome organization, and I'm going to let him talk more about that also, too. He's a president, but he's also a husband, a father, an advocate for, and he loves public education, or he wouldn't be doing what he's doing. So I want to talk about a number of things. I want to talk about year in review.
Yeah, well, before you go on, I also have to say I am a grandfather.
What?
My granddaughter turned one this past Monday. And
push
so
the magic button.
It's pretty special.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Wow.
And I will have to say she is the most perfect grandchild that I've ever seen.
I didn't. That's, see, we broke news. that one, Grandpa.
I know.
Welcome
right?
to the club. Yeah. Gosh, high five on that one. Yeah. Oh, man. That's cool. That yeah. y'all just don't know. From one grandpa to another, y'all just wait. It is pretty cool. Dang,
it's
I didn't
a,
know
it's
that.
A whole different feeling.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. Wait till you get older. It's really going to feel great. Uh-huh. Oh, I mean, I'm serious, you know, because then you can send them back to the parents. After having for a while. I got five of them. And they come visit. But I know that it was a commercial one time. Folks, I'm already off script, but it was a commercial. It was a commercial one time, and the grandparents came over to the house. No, the kids came over to the house with their kids, and the grandparents saw them coming. They locked the front door and they ran out the back door and something like that. It was so funny. I wouldn't do that to my grandkids though. Oh, she's beautiful. Oh,
I know y'all out there can't see this.
Oh, man.
But Emerson right now is looking at a picture of my granddaughter, her first birthday party.
Beautiful. Awesome. Woo. Man, that's great. See, I'm all messed up now. So y'all.
Well,
before
we go on, I just want to say how impressed I am. Jeremiah is here from Danville, and Danielle is here from Tri-West, and they're already on break, but they're still here. They love this program. They love this radio station, and they're giving up their time on their winter break to be here today. So thank you both for giving your time.
Push the match button for your own selves.
That's awesome.
That's a very valid point, because you guys could stay in the bed. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not to come out there and, you know, deal with this springtime weather and wintertime and deal with us knuckleheads
over
here.
Well, I think, Emerson, that speaks very loudly to how important all of these programs here in Area 31, Curran Technical Center, and that our students, our 11 high schools that participate, how important those are to our students and how critical it is for them that as they're pursuing these pathways, mm-hmm. And I know we're going to talk about graduation pathways here in a minute, mm-hmm. but as they're pursuing these pathways, they're doing exactly what they want to do. They're in classes. They're working towards professions and careers that are exciting for them. And mm-hmm. and so just like Daniela and Jeremiah, they're both here and making sure that they're doing their very best to make this an awesome program.
Right. Awesome. And I mentioned you're the president. You're president of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents, mm-hmm. Mr. President. That's why mm-hmm. I say the president. Now, that's an awesome organization doing some great things for our kids in the community. Folks, check them out on the internet. You can find more information about the organization. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about that and some of the things that you said in the past. But before I get to my past, I'm going to deal with some other things in my past. I want to talk about some of the things I asked the kids last time. Mm-hmm. You weren't here on my last show. I asked one very important question. We dealt with the holidays last time, dealt with Thanksgiving, dealt with Christmas. And I asked them, what were they thankful for? So now I'm asking you, mm-hmm. Dr. Buss, what are you thankful for?
Well, I saw that you tweeted out a couple things in preparation for this show. But, you know, I'm thankful every morning, Emerson, that I have the opportunity to get up and that I get to choose my attitude. And I know you tweeted that out last night or early this morning. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful that I have been given the opportunity to be the superintendent here in the MSD of Wayne Township. I'm thankful that I have a great family. I'm thankful that I have my health. I'm thankful that I have the opportunity each and every day to make a difference in somebody's life. Mm-hmm. And that's what I pursued. That was the pathway that I wanted to go down when I was in high school and then college and beyond. I'm thankful for our Board of Education that has allowed me to have this opportunity each and every day to make a difference in this community. And
you don't take it for granted, do you?
I don't. Every morning I wake up because I see things that are happening with other people, things that they didn't choose, whether it be some type of a tragic accident, whether it be some kind of a medical or health issue that is occurring. We lost 3 students just in the last couple of weeks here in the MSD of Wayne Township. We had a second grader that we lost to a seizure overnight, and his parents found him in his bed Thanksgiving morning. We lost a student to a heart attack, a high school student here at Ben Davis High School, heart attack over break, playing basketball near his home. And then we lost a student to cancer just a few weeks ago to Garden City. And so, you know, I see these things, and I know people that are dealing with severe health issues and you know, some of those are terminal. Mm-hmm. And so I know that each and every day, it's just time. And, you know, while we are so excited to get to that next thing, we're so excited to get to winter break or to get to spring break or to get to the end of the year, I think we also need to step back and just relish every single day that we have, because time passes so quickly. And as we get older, we see that it happens quicker than we'd like. And so every morning, I am just thankful that I have the opportunity to choose my attitude and to make a difference.
Yeah. And the quote that you're talking about is, I wish I really, 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 really wish I wrote it, because it is so huge. But anyone can take this and run with it and put your name behind it, because I think it's just huge. And I'm going to quote Dr. Butts. Each and every day, we get to choose our attitude. We get to choose how we will handle situations. We get to choose how we will handle others. We get to choose how we will make a difference in the lives of those of whom we serve, end quote. We are all servants to somebody, mm-hmm. friends, family, and we all leave impressions on other folks' lives by our presence and the things that we do. And if we strive for the best, Dr. Butts, we can make this, and this is really going to sound corny, but we can make the world a better place.
That's right.
We really can. Mm-hmm. Because the things I always try to know what I'm going to talk about when I get on my show, but sometimes when it happens, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. But knowing you're a grandfather, and you're right, when we get older, we start looking back, we count our blessings, but then we see so much good in others. Mm-hmm. You see so much good in our kids. I mean, and and it's really not because of your position. It's because of who you are. Mm-hmm. And that's the cool part about it. It's nothing to do with your job is cool. Yeah, you got to do this. But the man in you sees the good in our kids.
Well, I think, you know, it would be super easy in a position of leadership to get pretty full of yourself and to forget that you're a human being like everyone else. And so I work really hard to stay humble. I work really hard to lead with grace and forgiveness and try to have the greatest of integrity. You know, I think back, and it doesn't seem that long ago, but it was when I was in high school. And, you know, those 4 years, while they seemed long at the time, they went by so quickly. It just did a flash, and they were over. And so for our students that are listening today, I hope that they just cherish each and every day that they have in their high school career, because it ends quickly. And once it does, there's a whole lot of life in front of you. And I talk to students about that. You figure the average person retires in, you know, early to mid 60s, and we get out of high school, we're 18, 19 years old. So 40 plus years ahead of doing either going to school or working or both. That's a long time, Emerson. And so take advantage of every single opportunity you have in school, because it'll go by so quickly, but those memories will last forever.
You do. And don't skip stuff. Mm-mm. You know, it don't get no better than high school years. It really don't get no better than that. I mean, you're on your parents' roof. You ain't got a lot of bills. You ain't got bill collectors calling you. Okay, let's look back a little bit in 2017, some of the things that happened here in Wayne Township. I got a couple. I know you got a couple. Mr. Goins.
Yep.
Mr. Goins, he served on the Indiana Department of Education 2007-2008 teacher advisory council. Also, he's the Ben Davis Teacher of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome for Mr. Goins and Ben Davis Television.
And he was the Wayne Township Teacher of the Year. Not this year, but last, yeah.
Wayne Township Teacher of the Year. There you go. A lot of great things. So what... I got a couple. What's 2017? What stands out as maybe the big goodie for you? The big goodie. I like that one.
You know, and I love seeing our students come in the preschool, our 3, 4, and 5 year olds. I love seeing our students in the elementary schools and the middle schools. But one of the highlights every year for me is participating in our graduation ceremonies and watching the culmination of all of the work that has occurred over the last 13 years of that student's career, and watching them walk across the stage and seeing how proud their parents and grandparents and brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles are to watch them go across that stage and to see these young people and how mature they are and knowing that they're going out into the world. They're going out to make a difference, and we played a part in that. With what we were able to do, all of the faculty and staff and the MSD of Wayne Township, with all the community support and the partners that we have, with the parents and community members that have helped to wrap themselves around these young people, we've been able to make a difference with them. And this year, while our graduation rate has not yet been released, it's one of the highest that we've had in history.
Hey.
And so for me, that is the ultimate level of our success, is having our students graduate on time. And so wherever they are when they come into our schools, and we know that our students sometimes come to us behind because of the mobility or because of other situations that were out of their control, but being able to take them from that point and making sure they graduate on time, that to me is every single year what validates why I do what I do every single day.
That's
a biggie.
That's the big goodie.
That's a biggie.
Wayne Township Preschool, principal named best in Indiana. Mm-hmm. I'm going to butcher her last name. Karen Rash.
Uh-huh. Catherine
Rash.
Yep.
I butchered the first name.
Yep.
Principal Wayne Township Preschool. She was named Elementary Principal of the Year for the entire state of Indiana Association of School Principals.
And that's pretty epic, because if you think about that, and she actually was a principal in Danville before she came to us here. She was an elementary principal there.
We still hold her.
And so, you know, Catherine is a leader in preschool across the state, and one of the first preschools to be NACE accredited, which is that's a federal accreditation, level 4 path to quality, NACE accreditation, highest level you can receive.
Ooh,
and the largest preschool operated by a public school district. And so for her to have the elementary principal of the year while being a preschool principal is pretty epic, because that's the first time in the history of the Principals Association that they've given the preschool principal the principal of the year. So it just tells you how special Catherine is.
Push that magic button on that one. Whoa! That's the applause button, y'all. Ben Davis University High School students received Lilly scholarships. I'm running down the list. Ben Davis High School quarterback named Indy Mr. Football. Indy star Mr. Football. You know about that one. Educated from China, visit Ben Davis High School. Where'd that come from? China. Yeah,
you know, I'll tell you what's special. And Mrs. Squire has just gone above and beyond. They visited several high schools in central Indiana. This group of educators from China and government officials from China that came to visit to figure out what we're doing here in Indiana. And of all the schools they went to, and I know it's no surprise to anybody that's listening, Ben Davis was by far the best visit that they had. We were able to show them some really great things happening, and they were the most excited about what's happening here. And as a result, they've asked the Ben Davis High School to be a sister school with their high schools. And so that gives us great opportunity to collaborate and to learn from each other. And, you know, while we think we are doing things pretty well, China does too, and we can learn a lot from each other. So
that's huge. Ben Davis University High School, recognized by the Indiana Department of Education. Mm-hmm. The best of both worlds, high school and college.
Yeah.
That's awesome combination.
Just an amazing program, and it continues to be one of the leading early college programs in the country. You mentioned Francisco getting the Lilly Scholarship. That is huge. 4 years of college that's paid for out of 700 applicants in Marion County alone. He was one of 9 recipients to receive that. Just amazing. And it also pays for his books. So he's going to have not only his tuition covered, but also his books. And, you know, he's just an amazing story. He came, he was not born in America, was not born in the United States. He came from Peru has just risen to success. He's very active in BPA and has received several awards. He's an officer in that organization, and just a really, he also participated as one of our students on the graduation pathway panel. So
that is awesome. All right, folks, you heard what he said. He wasn't born in the United States, kicking butt. You were born here down the street. What's your problem? Emerson said it. December. Now, in December issue, posted with Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents, your December message, quote, there got to be a pony in here somewhere. What does that mean?
Well, it's from a joke, and it really talks about the difference between being a pessimist and being an optimist. And I'll let our listeners Google the joke, because it's probably not appropriate to do on this radio show. But it talks about the way we look at things, and using that phrase, that is the optimist looking at the opportunity that's presented before him. And it's really about two twin boys, one who looks at a situation and is very pessimistic about it, and one that is optimistic about it. And so I say that in that there was some frustration with the State Board of Education passing the graduation pathways panel, because right now it's still just a framework. There are not a whole lot of details that have been put to it. And that's just a different way than we operate in our world. Mm-hmm. We typically, when we present something to our Board of Education for approval, we bring details, we know how it's going to be funded, and we lay that out in front of the board before we ask them to give us approval to move forward. Right. Well, the State Board of Education actually approved a framework without many details on how it's going to work. And there were 80 people that spoke against the passage.
You're not alone in that.
That's correct.
Teachers, parents, community leaders,
It was people from across the state, and probably one of the, what I was most proud of, it unified people from across the state like no other issue has in my 12 years here in Wayne Township. And so that was exciting for me to see that. And so my message was, you know, we have to look at this in an optimistic way. We still can make a difference. The State Board has spoken, and once they do, then it's time to move on and figure out how we're going to make this work. And so that's really my message, is we have to continue to remain optimistic, because there's a lot of work to do in front of us and a lot of people counting on us.
Yeah, because one thing about that I love about you and what you do, you fight for our kids. And that's the purpose of what that's the bottom line. If you're not fighting for kids, then you need to get out of the game. Mm-hmm. That's Emerson talking there. You're not by yourself as is dealing with this, but some folks just don't listen to what the good folks are saying. I said that. Under the plan, now I saw a quote as some of the critics say that the pathways could be out of reach of students who struggle academically or those with disabilities. The system could also add a lot of work for already overworked school counselors. Many educators are also concerned that the plan included no details about the source of funding, how you're going to pay for it. Mm-hmm. But, and once again, our kids are at the forefront. Why is there a seem like there's always a disconnect between the politicians and the grassroots? It seems like there's always some type of disconnect.
Yeah, you know, and there is a frustration in the terminology is the field. So the field includes teachers, administrators, school boards, the people that are working inside of the schools. And so if you're downtown at the State House or in the government center, when they refer to the field, that's those of us that are working out in the trenches in the schools. And so it's not often that practitioners are brought to the table to help craft some of these things. And although we provide a great deal of comment, over 300 hours of meetings, there were a lot of people involved. Our concern, and one of the things that we felt very strongly about, is they didn't listen. And that's the hard part. And Emerson, I think it's an issue that we continue to work on to build trust with our legislators, with the General Assembly, with the State Board, in the people that are actually doing the work day in and day out. And that's our teachers in the classroom. Mm. They know exactly what's happening. They can, if I were to walk into a classroom, any classroom in this district today, and ask the teacher, tell me who's being successful and who is not, mm-hmm. teachers know. They can tell me exactly, and they can tell me why, and they can tell me what they're doing to work with those students to help them to be better. And so those are things that are happening, and unfortunately, our legislators just aren't in tune with that, and they don't right now have enough faith and trust in our teachers to say, you guys do your work.
Now, this is coming our way regardless, though.
It's coming our way. It's happening.
So how will, I know you're probably still in the working out phase, but so this definitely will affect Wayne Township schools, but do you know how it affects us?
Well, so right now, I'll look at a statewide level as well. 12% of all graduates last year, those are people that walked across the stage with diplomas. Now, understand, there's also a percentage of students that didn't graduate last year because they couldn't meet the requirements. But 12% across the state of Indiana of students who earned diplomas earned a general diploma, meaning that they met all the requirements. But usually that Algebra 2 piece is the one thing that is a significant hurdle for them. And so in Wayne Township, all of our students are on a Core 40 academic track with either working towards academic honors, technical honors, but definitely on a Core 40 track until they're not. And I say that, and it sounds a little funny, but we work with our students all the way up until that eighth semester of their mm-hmm. high school year to get them through that Core 40. But sometimes students fall a little short, but they still can earn that general diploma,
right?
And they still have a high school diploma, because right. we know if a student walks or ends their high school career without a high school diploma, their future is bleak and their quality of life will be much lower than what they would expect. And mm-hmm. so we mm-hmm. have to get that diploma for them so they have options, so that they can either go to the military, they can go to a job, they can go to school.
I lived it. I know what you're talking about, but go
yeah.
ahead.
Yeah. And so right now we have two students going through two different pathways depending on what year in school they are. We have one group going through ECAs, where they have to pass ECAs in order to graduate. We have another group that is going through and taking the I-STEP 10. So those will continue on as students matriculate through high school. But the current seventh graders, those who are in the class of 2023, are under this new plan. Right now, as I said, it's a framework. There aren't a whole lot of details yeah. to it. We know that Core 40 diploma is the required diploma right now. And, right. and so we're working with the General Assembly to ask them, can we have other options? Because we know students down here in Area 31 that are taking math classes that fit their career pathway, mm-hmm. that is high-level math. It may not be Algebra 2, but those are concepts that they're going to be using in their work each and every day.
Exactly.
Not every profession uses Algebra 2 concepts. And so while we know that that's a great pathway for students who are pursuing post-secondary education, a student who's going into one of the high-wage, high-demand career fields may need a different type of math. And so we're asking for that flexibility in that diploma. So that's Category 1. We're meeting right now with the head of the House Education Committee. That happens to be Representative Bob Boehning, who is a Ben Davis High School graduate, and then also the chair of the Senate Education Committee, Senator Dennis Cruz. And so we're working with both of them, along with other legislators, to see if we can do something in this short wow. session.
Folks, stay tuned, because this is going to be interesting as the superintendent and his folks on his team work on this pathways, because you students and parents, you will be affected by this. And that's a whole, we need more time for sure. Mm-hmm. But real quickly, the debate over school calendar is not over. It's coming back again.
Yeah, One thing's for sure. If you want to get something passed down to the General Assembly, you bring it up every year. And this is about the 10th year that some group has brought forth legislation on changing the school calendar. It started with a group called Save Our Summers. And it's just kind of worked all the way through. So the tourism industry in Indiana is concerned about not having enough employees and also not allowing people during the warmest time of the summer, which is typically August, to have the opportunity to go to places like Indiana Beach or Holiday World. And so the tourism industry is very concerned. Now, you know, you would say that maybe the state fair would also be concerned about that, but the state fair had record attendance this year while we were in session, and there's already provisions for students to attend if they're participating. So that's not really an issue. But right now the bill that is at least been introduced, we'll see if it gets a hearing, but right now the bill that has been introduced would not allow us to start school till the end of August. And then there's no finishing date on it yet, but I highly expect and know that in future sessions they'll put an end date on there as well. So we could see a shift in our calendars as early as 2019-20, in where we would lose the current schedule we have now, where we have 2 weeks in the fall, 2 weeks in the winter, and 2 weeks in the spring, and then a shortened summer. So we'll stay tuned there, but you know, we'll again be active in the General Assembly. We'll be speaking against that bill, but you know, we'll let the General Assembly decide, and then we'll make it work.
So this is my message to my audience. I don't care how much you might be turned off about national politics, but you need to keep your nose to the ground on local politics and what's happening with school politics, because this stuff be changing. Mm-hmm. And if the parents don't know what's going on, you'll be totally in the dark. When did this happen? And the students need to know also, because it's ever changing. And let's, you guys are fighting for us, and I really appreciate that. But it's just, it's really interesting. So I say right now, parents, you know, keep your nose open. Stay in contact with your school officials, your legislators. Stay keep your nose open to local politics, because a lot of stuff, because this really affects your pocketbook and affects your kids right here. So holidays, Christmas time. Yep. I'm gonna give you any parting holiday wishes for our families and students as they go on this holiday break, Dr. Butts.
You know, I hope everybody's able to have a very joyous holiday season, and hope everybody travels safely, or that their loved ones that are traveling to them travel safely. And I'll go back to cherish every single minute that you have to spend with your family over these holidays, because they're special. And there is nothing more important than family. And I just wish everybody will have a very happy holiday season, a very happy new year. And we look forward to seeing our students back here January 9th.
Well, sir, I thank you for your time. I really thank you for your time, because you are one busy young man, Grandpa. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you coming out. I appreciate what you do for our kids and for our kids in our city, and what you do for the state, because I know, folks, you got your hands tied out there. You're working hard, and I appreciate it. So thank you for coming in, sir.
Well, thank you, Emerson. I always appreciate the opportunity and love the invitation.
Hey, he ain't got to do this, y'all. I mean, really don't. I mean, he can just read it in the paper, you know, read my memos, read my emails. I ain't got to get out of bed. He's up anyway, though. Y'all ain't got to go to class. What y'all trying to get out of here for? What you got to do today, Daniela? What you going
to
do?
I have to work. And I'm not excited, because it's a 9-hour shift, but it's fine.
Hey, she got it. How about you, Jeremiah? What you going to
do? I'm going to go home, sleep, and then wake till probably about like 5 o'clock.
That's Jeremiah. Holiday time. I wish for everybody out there to have an awesome holiday. Enjoy your family. Enjoy every moment of your family. And I'm looking forward to the students to come back next year. Be safe out there, so I can see your face in the cafeteria, so I can say my thing I say every day: take back your trays. I love telling the students to take, because sometimes, Dr. Buzz, they leave the tray on the table.
Well, maybe they do at home too. You know, we always ask them, is this how you operate at home? And maybe it is. I don't know.
You know, sometimes it's always the same kids, too.
Yeah.
Leaving the tray on the table. Just take your tray back. It's simple. That's all, Daniela. Just tell them to take the tray back.
Clean up after yourself.
Yeah. I got the other thing, too. I got that one, too. But to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be invested in themselves and know what to give out, what you're going to be giving back. And just remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. Okay, be a cop hat, just copy the right cat like Dr. Bush. You can't go wrong. And young man, be a man. I got nothing to tell.
Pull up your pants.
Yeah, pull up your pants. Wait a minute, they might make somebody rich. The doctor.
I'm telling you, hip surgeon.
A hip surgeon. But pull them up. It's going to be cold outside. It's going to be freezing and stuff like that. You're going to be get frostbite. Can you have frostbite on your buns? They ain't no good. Pull them up. The views of the press on school talk. Let's say the views of the Wayne Township, Benny High School Giant, 949. The views of me and my guests until January
8th, 9th. Well, you're off the 8th, then you get it on the 9th.
I'm off every day, though, but when I come back.
9th.
See you next time on School Talk.